Committee will come to order. Mr. Houston will take silent roll. Committee, first up, we have Mr. Santos. Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good afternoon. What I would like to do is spend some time talking about where we're at in terms of revenue at this point, and also go over my economic, my revenue forecast.
Pull that mic down to you a little bit.
Is this better, sir? Each of you should have been handed a copy of this four-page handout. And we are on page one of the handout. On this handout, what I'm looking at is the December year-to-date revenues and the growth since 2009. So these are fiscal year 10, fiscal year 11 numbers, but they're just using December to December. As you can see, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Lake.
I don't believe that we have the handout. Is that one? Okay. And it says your name on there. I'll bet that's the handout. I was looking for the fourth page. I only find three, but that's because it's front and back.
I'm sorry.
I'm there.
Great.
Thank you, Gary.
Mr. Chairman? If we go down the list, what you see is that the individual income tax is running slightly ahead of schedule, 3.4%. Corporate is up strongly, 32%. Sales tax, 2.3%. And product taxes, 8.8%. Miscellaneous is the only one that's down, and that's down about 7%. The total is up about 3.7% year-to-date. Okay. On the next page, what we do is we compare on this page how our forecast is performing. Specifically, this is the general fund revenue forecast that we prepared in August. And what we said is, how did it do through December? And I guess we can go straight to the bottom line. And if you look at the very bottom, you'll see total, predicted, and actual. And as of December, the cumulative excess was $20.2 million. But that was a reduction of $10.7 million of the year-to-date from the previous month. I just want to make sure everyone's clear on that. And that's a number we've been seeing a lot of. So that's where that number comes from. Now, what happens is in December, and November and December, I prepare a new forecast for the state. And what I do is I run a brand new economic forecast, and I run that through my revenue model, and I make adjustments. Now, I have an advantage when I do that. For one thing is I know how much money I've collected through the first 5 months of the fiscal year. That's a given. And the other thing is I know how things have changed. And I take this information, put it together, and that takes us to page three. Now, when you look at page three, if you go to the bottom line, what you'll see is that the difference is $4.6 million. We're $4.6 million low. This is of the new forecast I made. Okay? This is the this forecast said, I think I'm going to collect roughly $4 million in fiscal year 11. And this is down about $10 million from my previous forecast that I made in August. And if you notice, the year-to-date difference and the month difference are exactly the same. That's because what happens is I know how much money I've collected for the first 5 months. So I reset the clock in December, and that way they come out to be the same. After this month, you'll see them start going in different directions, hopefully in black directions. Yeah. And my final page I have, and this is page four, And this page is my revenue forecast. Now, this is the DFM forecast that I made in December and we're presenting to you now in January. Mr. Chairman, if you like, I can do the bottom line. I can walk through it. I want to do it.
Mr. Santos, unless there are questions, go ahead and just use the bottom line.
Thank you. The bottom line for this is if we look at fiscal year 2011, the forecast is for 4.2% growth. This is the number that's that the governor is using for this year, and that's we've probably seen this many times. For the next year, my forecast is 6.9% growth. And the governor chose to use 3%, but I'm using 6.9. I came up with 6.9%. And in fiscal year 13, growth is 8.3%. And I'd be willing to answer any questions you might have on my forecast or any other materials.
Mr. Santos, just to make one thing clear, I think it's the charge of this committee to look at the governor's forecast, which would be the 3%, rather than your forecast of 6.9. Is that your understanding?
Mr. Chairman, whatever is your pleasure.
Thank you. Questions of the committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Mr. Houston.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, you should have another handout in front of you. It says Draft Joint Legislative Economic Outlook and Revenue Assessment Committee Report for fiscal years 2011 and 2012. On the inside, you'll find Attachment 1, which is a bar graph of your individual forecasts for each of the next three fiscal years, well, the current fiscal year plus 2012 and 2013. And then on Attachment 2 is your individual numbers that you have forecast. And so you can see that for fiscal year 2011, the current year, there are the median, the committee median, is 2340.1. So $2,340.1 million is the committee median. We have, the way that's calculated, we have 18 members, so we have 9 members that are lower than that. We have 9 members that are higher than that. This does not take into account the other members of the other participants. Those are separate here. They're put here for informational purposes. They do not go into that calculation. You'll compare that then at 3.3% compared to the governor's forecast of 2359.2, which was 4.2% over the 2010 actual collections. The low member is Senator Geddes at 1.6%. The high member is Senator Lefebvre at 6.1% for the current fiscal year. Then for 2012, what I have done is I've sorted this by all the participants from the lowest estimate for 2012 to the highest for 2012. And the committee median again, in this case, is 2422.5, which is 3.5% over the 3.3%. And you can see then the governor's forecast at 6.9% is 2521.5, and the range there of 357.1 million between your highest a committee member and your lowest committee member in this case. So there's quite a range there. The numbers that I have at the bottom, you'll see, are the difference of the committee median from the governor's forecast. So in 2011, the committee median is $19.1 million, or 0.8% less than the governor's recommendation. And then in 2012, it is $99 million, or 2.9% less than the 6.9% forecast. On the next page, then, I've given you three drafts.
One thing on this graph, attachment two. for the edification of the committee members that have not been on this committee that long, there's been some discussion about whether average or median is the best number. And this year, they're very, very close. That's not been the case in some instances. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The other point I would also like to make is that on 2013, I did, for the sake of argument here, just put in, the Tax Commission did not give us a 2013 estimate, so I just used their 2012 and plugged it in as their 2013. It does not affect the averages, it's just there for sake of argument. The next page then, on page, draft one, this is our standard template that we use that speaks to the governor's projections compared to the committee median projections, and then your recommendations as a committee. This one is based on the governor's recommendation for 2011 of 2359.2 and the budget numbers for fiscal year 2012 of 2430. The governor's budget numbers were significantly lower than the 6.9% that was recommended by through the DFM projection. In the next alternative, in draft two, this is taking the committee's median. You'd have the 2340.1 for 2011 and the 2422.5 for 2012. That would be $19.1 million less in the current year, and then $7.5 million less than the draft one, because it hit, that's the governor's 3% budget number. And then on the next page, I put together a draft three. This one would be using the governor's 2011 projection of 2359.2, and then in 2012 using the 6.9% of 2521.5. These are, Mr. Chairman, these are examples, and the committee is certainly welcome to pick any two numbers they want to put in there. This year, I have put together a spreadsheet. Last year, we had six motions, and I wasn't ready to handle all those different motions, but I have prepared a spreadsheet this year. We can handle as many as you want.
Thank you, Mr. Houston. Questions to the committee? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Killen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Ray. I just want to make sure I understood on attachment 2, which shows the 1 through 24 projections or forecasts. The governor's forecast, is that the forecast as of when?
Mr. Houston.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Killen, what he did in his budget package was put together, sent two numbers. One was a revenue number, the DFM revenue number, which was the 6.9%. But then when he built his budget, he used a 3% increase over the 2011 projection. So that was the first day of session. Both of those numbers were put together into the packet of information the governor presented to you.
Follow up. The 3% is not reflected in any of these attachments.
Mr. Houston.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Killen, the only place that is reflected is on draft one in that line that shows that the highlighted number that's underlined, the 2430.0. That's the equivalent of 3%. And okay. I do not have, perhaps I could pull it up from the internet if you'd like. Our budget documents, that's the number that's used there. It's 90-some million dollars less than was used in the revenue forecast.
Representative McGeehan.
Mr. Chairman, for a motion.
A motion's in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move for fiscal year 2011 revenues in the amount of $2,305,000,000 and revenues for fiscal year 2012, $2,376,000,000, if I may speak to the motion, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Not hearing a second, the motion dies for lack of second. Further motions? Representative Lake.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and just to maybe, first of all, down the roadways, I would move essentially the figures on draft one, 2011 revenue of $2,359.2 million, and for 2012, $2,430 million.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second from Representative Killen. Thank you. Discussion. Alternative motions.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative LePaper. Senator LePaper, I'm sorry.
Okay. Some discussion, if I could.
That's fine.
I think that you know, it is truly impossible for us to know what number will be the right one. At the same time, I think we have already seen a trend in growth in the numbers on the first part of this year that was very strong. And I really would want to caution the consequences of us setting a number that's a little too dire. Because those are pretty substantial to the lives of a lot of people when we start cutting the Medicaid budget. And so I'm concerned that 3% is just extremely, extremely unrealistically low. I mean, look at our projections and the range of projections in our own minds on page one. I mean, that 3%, you know, barely registers on there. And so I guess I'm just surprised that we would want to start there.
Mr. Houston, it appears to me the difference between the first draft and the second draft is about $27 million. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The 19.1 million in 2011 and 7.5 million in 2012. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator Geddes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I'm sitting at a bad angle. No matter which screen I look at, I can't read exactly what Representative Lake's motion was. Can you repeat that for me?
Ms. Houston.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Essentially, it's one in the book that's called Draft 1.
And Mr.
And
Chairman,
the figures are for 2011. $2,359.2 million, and for 2012, $2,430 million. That essentially is the 4.2 growth in 11 and 3% growth in 12.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? Further discussion? Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to. I think I will probably support the motion, but I think it would be prudent on this committee's behalf that we would reserve the right, maybe as this committee, to maybe readdress this issue after we see the final numbers for January, approximately around the 10th of February, prior to the budget committees starting their budgeting process. Just to have one more month's worth of data, and I guess I would like to give notice that I, for one member of this committee, may want to reconvene this committee if it's the co-chairman's desire, based on what we find from those numbers.
And Representative Roberts, when we finally passed the motion, I was going to bring that up for discussion because I think that's a very good idea. We don't know what might happen in the month of January, and it's a huge tax collection month. And it may have an impact on our projection. Further discussion? Seeing no more discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Or Senator Geddes.
Mr. Chairman, I think this might, and I don't know if you've called for the question, but could this committee go at ease for just a moment?
Without objection, we're at ease. Representative Lake.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And after discussion in a little sidebar, I'd like to amend the motion that that we made to include the fact that that we need to come back if the chairs see something that would cause my number to be overstated, understated, and that we would meet again and revisit the amount. Is that an adequate explanation, Ray?
Thank you, Representative. With permission of the second.
Yes.
So we have an amended motion. Representative, Senator Lefebvre.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I guess again, I'm just going to express my sorrow that we will go ahead and vote on a number. I guess my preference would certainly be just simply to wait until we have January numbers, simply because we can, I think, decide then if our very sobering December number was an anomaly or not. And we don't have to then in any way commit ourselves to what is, in my mind, a really, really excessively low number. And I realize I could make a substitute motion and feel almost obligated to do so, but I'm used to going down in flames, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
Duly noted, Senator. Further discussion of the motion? Senator Geddes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I apologize for taking the committee offline for a moment, but I believe that there is great value in this committee's recommendation, even if we are not correct, but even a directional opinion is helpful to the joint committee and to leadership to understand what the committee heard as we heard the presentations that were given to us over, you know, a day and a half's time period. I'm not as sensitive as Senator Lefebvre is, simply because I understand that the outcome of this committee's motion is merely a recommendation, and that it has no real significant bearing other than it's the impression and the judgment of the members of this committee as to what revenue projections may ultimately provide money to appropriate. In contrast, however, to Senator Lefebvre's comments, I agree, this is typically a low number. But what would be more dangerous than arriving at supporting a low number would be at supporting a number that doesn't come to pass. And I think all of our collective judgments provide some level experience of over-projecting versus under-projecting. You know, that's my comment, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In just a little bit additional to what Senator Geddes referred to, if you look at the FY11 estimates of this committee, there are a number of the committee members, and I know that our yellow sheet is not ranked on the FY11 column, or not sorted that way. But if you take the numbers that are below $2,359.2 million, the governor's forecast or DFM's forecast number, there are a number of the committee members that expect that revenue in 11 to be, in some cases, slightly lower, in other cases, substantially lower than that number, all the way down to the $2,301 on the top of the sheet. I think as we watch this year start to unfold and the revenues come into the tax commission and those distributions are made, it is vitally important for us to use the most current information we can, the closest to the day we set the budget, to get the best indication of where the revenues are headed. And I appreciate the addition to the motion. And I know from a member of leadership, it's always important to have more eyes looking on this issue, and the more input we have, I think the better. So, Mr. Chairman, I support the motion, and we'll deal with it as the time moves on.
Thank you, Representative. Representative McGinn.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the budgeting process. It might be more appropriate for Senator Keel, if I don't know how I could maybe address my question to her. It has to do with the date that when the Legislative Budget Office, based on this, well, JFAC will make a vote on Monday whether or not to accept this number, and then they'll go in and reset all of their budgets to that number. I'm wondering how complicated it'll be for JFAC to then go back and reset that button again a few weeks down the road.
Senator Keel, would you respond to an inquiry?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would try to respond. I think that Senator Geddes stated it well, that the work of this committee is directional and it's a recommendation. And I'm told, I'm given the head shake that the Budget Committee may adjust this number as early as tomorrow, which comes as news to me. But I guess until we start setting budgets as the Budget Committee, we have the opportunity to revisit the number. And we don't start setting budgets until about the middle of February, more or less. And by that time, we will have January's numbers, and we'll be able to take correctional action should we need to.
Further discussion? Representative Goring.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I haven't decided what to do about the pending amended motion, but I note that the motion utilizes dollar figures that were in both cases in excess of those which I projected. But the part I'm having a hard time with is I don't see much prospect that the 2012 revenues will grow at a rate less than the 2011 revenues. So we're projecting, if we adopt this motion, we're projecting that our 2011 revenues are going to go up 4.2%, but our 2012 revenues only go up 3% from there. I think if we think that the recession, and I'm not using that term as Mr. Santos may have used it in saying the recession is over, I'm talking about the economic distress. If the economic distress is flattening and alleviating to some degree, I would think that our revenue percentage would go up from 4.2% to some other number for fiscal year 2012. Without getting into the issue of whether or not I agree with the 4.2% number for fiscal year 2011, my projection was 3%. But I do think that that's a little illogical or inconsistent. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Buffet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, just because I think I might have a second now, I think I will make a substitute motion.
Substitute motion's in order.
I hope I have a second. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee accept a 2011 projection of $359.2 million and a fiscal year 12 projection of, I'm sorry, $2,359.2 million and a fiscal year 2012 projection of $2,521.5 million.
Have a motion. Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies for lack of second. May we have one motion on the floor as amended. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Mr. Houston will call roll.
Getty?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Geddes? Keel?
Aye.
Bear? Fulcher?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye.
Lefevre? Vilyu? Bayer?
Aye.
Bedke? Blake?
Aye.
Roberts?
Aye.
McGeehan? Henderson?
Aye.
Palmer?
Aye.
Killen?
Aye.
Burgoyne?
No.
Mr. Houston.
Mr. Chairman, I hope you can read the screens there. I show 12 ayes, 3 nays, and 3 absent or excused.
It appears we have a majority in favor of the motion. The motion passes. Committee, it's my sincere desire that we don't have to meet again, because I know if we come back, it's response to bad news. Thank you for your work, and we're adjourned.